Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes, and I hope you are enjoying this unusually cold and drizzly July afternoon or evening. It's all down to what your beliefs about time and things are. I'm not here to judge. What I'm here to do is to play a deep cut from the jam, like so. Transmission by Joy Division, releases a single, as far as I can recall. It never found its way onto a proper album, but oh, it's as good as anything else ever put out. Before that, we had The Clash, Death or Glory from London Calling, and The Jam, News of the World. Never released on an album as well. It was a single with lead vocals by Bruce Foxton, who rarely did such a thing, but it's a fine song from a fine band. Moving right along, we have the band that normally plays our outro, but this is the lead-off to their debut album, George Best, and it is just a fantastic album.
Oh, why do you catch my eye then turn away? I thought we said all the things we had to say. Sean said he saw you holding hands with your new friend. How does it feel to know you just won again? Don't give me that, it's the worst thing. Everyone thinks he looks daft, but you can have your dream. Maybe this one too. Oh sure, I'll bring them round tomorrow, if that will do. Was it really full? They must have queued there since 3:30. Oh, I didn't go. Was it a good film? Oh well, that's just me. Don't give me that. Everyone thinks he looks back, but you can have your dream. Or you can have a dream.
Who do you love? snowflake whip. Take it easy, Ollie, don't give me no lip.
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you
wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I see.
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh wee, boy, you know I understand.
Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Listen, all you New Yorkers.
Whatever they're from,
Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, and Staten, from the Battery
Beastie Boys from the Five Boroughs, 2004. That was what I wanted to say. For that, Bo Diddley, Who Do You Love? And The Wedding Present, Everyone Thinks He Looks Daft. The first track off of their debut album, George Best. And the album art features the soccer player of the same name. Mr. Best had blown through several fortunes by that time and was eager for the publicity. And he also played for the LA Aztecs and the old North American Soccer League. We got some time before legally mandated PSA, so let's keep this proverbial party train rolling with some Booker T and the MGs.
Thank you. lonely feeling came o'er me stealing, and the mice were squealing in me prison cell. Then the old triangle went jingle-a-jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. To begin the morning, the screw was bawling, get up ya bowsy and clean up yourself. Then that old triangle went jingle-a-jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. Ah, the screw was peeping, and the lag lay sleeping, dreaming about his good soul. Then that old triangle went jingle-a-jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. In the female prison there are 75 women, and among them I wish I to dwell. Then that old triangle could go jingle-a-jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal.
The Dubliners with the Old Triangle. That was the More of the Hard Stuff album. For the Flaming Lips, covering John Lennon's Nobody Told Me from a compilation called Working Class Hero. That's from 1995. And Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions album of the same name, which will bring us to our legally mandated PSA here on Great Songs About Nothing Good. Last year, two bicyclists were killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and many, many more were injured. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. Whether you're in a car, on a bike, or walking, don't be reckless about obeying safety and traffic laws. It really is a matter of life and death. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And on a personal note, I was almost clipped biking to work this past week. So, you know, please don't turn me into road paste. Okay. So we're going to have a long number I like to break every so often. It's the Rolling Stones from a bootleg called Brussels Affair 1973. Long story short, they want to do a show in France. Show got canceled at the last minute, so they just booked a venue across the border in Brussels and brought in all their fans on the train, and it went out on the radio, and this is where the bootleg comes from. And it's a nice long version of a classic. And Mick Taylor really is in fine form. You can hear hints of the song from, Winter from the Goat's Head Soup album they were promoting. But anyway, enough of my babbling. Here is one of my favorite live cuts of theirs.
Just gonna have a drink, hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, I always love that one. That is the Rolling Stones live version of You Can't Always Get What You Want. And, yep, we had nothing before that because that was a long, long, long number. But I always enjoy breaking it out when I have a good 10 minutes to fill in the show. Let's see. Oh, just an announcement. If any of you listening online are seeing numbers by songs played by Rick Deckard popping up, that's because the automation machine is, it won't entirely stop. So I have to just, stop it manually every so often. Like, long story short, the computer is beset by gremlins and I myself am powerless. But we are soldiering on as we always do. And speaking of soldiering on in questionable, odds, I saw Dunkirk over the weekend. My goodness, you should too. Moving right along, here's Bill and Sebastian, a very un-Dunkirk band.
He had a stroke at the age of 24. It could have been a brilliant career. Painting lines in a school that was too well known. Painting lines with a friend who had gone before. She challenged everyone to a fight, but the people all backed down. And they ran her out of town, 'cause she drank and swore and spoke. At a turn she was the village joke. She had a stroke at the age of 24. It could have been a brilliant career, getting clients to finance her strategies. She's filling time in a safe way on Saturdays. She wears the clothes of an emperor, but her paintings are a sham. And they're going for a grand when the dealers come to view. Do they ever see the real you?
We'll be right back. come in. You can't come in.
Bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
It's quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
A piece of when you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, why don't you up?
Always look on the bright side of life.
available
always
in the foyer.
Always
look on the right. Some of us got to live as well, you know. I'll never make that money back.
Monty Python, always look on the bright side of life. A song for all occasions and seasons, really. Even weddings. Consider that. Before that, the Specials, You're Wondering Now, the final track to their self-titled debut, produced by Elvis Costello. The Blur, song two, because, you know, we pride ourselves on high-mindedness, but we're not afraid to give the people what they want, back in the late 90s. Belle and Sebastian, it could have been a brilliant career from the boy with the Arab strap. And that'll do it for us here on yet another edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you're doing well out there. Stay dry, stay hydrated, stay frosty, and stay alert. Stay alert. But really, be well, and tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Bye now.